even when the economy was good, homelessness was still a problem. As the economy slows, more people are on the streets. In New York City, the number of homeless families has reached a record high, and advocates for the homeless say that in the coming months, it's likely to get worse. From New York, NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
It's not just New York. It's happening across the country, in Washington, in Chicago, in Oakland, California. High rents have pushed poor families out of apartments and houses. The recent economic downturn has made it hard for them to keep their jobs.
My name is Janine Williams.
Williams?
Mm-hmm.
And these your kids?
Yes, these are my kids, and that's my husband.
This family of five is standing in line at New York City's only emergency housing placement office. It's in the Bronx, a one-story brick building with thick wire mesh over the windows and police officers standing outside. The line of people wanting a bed for the night spills out onto the sidewalk where kids squirm, antsy after spending hours waiting with their parents. Janine Williams says her family recently moved to New York from Ohio after her husband's job was transferred here. But they soon discovered that the rents are too high for them.
For what we needed, I think at least was $1,200 a month.
What can you afford?
Ooh, that's a good question. We're pushing it, but it probably like 800 maybe we can afford.
She stands behind maybe. Dolores Sanford and her four children. Sanford says she's so sick of coming to this office and being denied placement that she considered sleeping on a subway train last night.
They give you a place to stay for 10 days until they find you ineligible. Then you have to come back here again, start all over again, give another place to stay for 10 days. And it's different places.
What about permanent housing?
No, that's what they deny you of.
So basically, it's just being in temporary housing for
10 days and come right back over and over again until you feel you want to just give up.
New York City is under a court order to provide shelter to anyone who asks for it. But now the average length of time a homeless family spends in shelters is nearly a year. A decade ago, it was 5 months. The families waiting for shelter at the Bronx office are just a few of the more than 6,000 homeless families in the city right now, which includes nearly 12,000 children, a record number. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani blames a number of factors, including gardeners who've turned empty city lots into flower beds and vegetable patches.
The city let people have those gardens for a temporary period of time until it could be taken back and housing could be built, and now the people don't want to give the gardens back. So that's holding up more than enough units that could satisfy the increase right now.
But Giuliani also blames landlords for refusing to accept so-called Section 8 vouchers. Section 8 is money given out by the federal government to people who agree to rent to low-income tenants. Because the housing market is so hot these days, many landlords can now rent for more than Section 8 provides. But homeless advocate Mary Brosnahan Sullivan says Giuliani has only himself to blame for relying on the free market.
He himself has cut back so dramatically in producing affordable apartments that there are so many fewer affordable apartments to go around that again leads to landlords being able to basically pick and choose, and people walking around with a Section 8 voucher are left out in the cold.
Even Mayor Giuliani acknowledges that this winter could be bad. While he won't say the city is in a homeless crisis now, the mayor does say that if something doesn't change soon, the emergency shelter system will be at capacity. And where homeless families go then is anyone's guess. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.